shocking images from Iraq have become all too commonplace in recent weeks. The videotaped beheading of an American civilian was certainly the most gruesome. In contrast, many of the photographs that we have seen so far of American soldiers humiliating Iraqi prisoners are a bizarre combination of tasteless and incriminating. New York Times photography critic Sarah Boxer wonders why anyone would take such photographs as the ones from Abu Ghraib prison.
If the pictures of piled-up naked Iraqi captives have a precedent in the world of photography, it is not the photographs of heaps of bodies left by the Nazis, but rather, appalling though it might sound, tourist snapshots. Many of the most wrenching pictures are like the ones people pose for as they pretend to hold up the Leaning Tower of Pisa or point to the penis on Michelangelo's David. A picture of Private First Class Linda England with a naked prisoner on a leash is a version of the classic "I caught this big fish" photo. Specialist Jeremy Civet said his colleague, Specialist Charles Grainer Jr., asked to have his picture taken with his knees planted on a pile of detainees. As for the picture of the pyramid of naked prisoners looking like a cheerleading squad, Civet said he found the tower thing funny. The humiliation was done with an eye to the photo op. But, of course, not every shot was posed. A photograph of an ICE corpse certainly was not, and at least one published photograph appears to have been intended as whistleblowing evidence. It shows members of the military milling around a tangle of naked Iraqis shackled together. It seems to have been taken without any of the subjects being aware of the camera. And, like the photograph of the corpse, it was shot from above, from the high ground, literally and figuratively. This is not the first war in which bodies and people answered to the dictates of the camera. Alexander Gardner posed Civil War corpses at Gettysburg to enhance their pathos, and the killers of Daniel Pearl and Nicholas Berg made sure to capture the beheadings on videotape. But the Abu Ghraib pictures are different, more akin to the photographs that Nazis took while mocking Jews, making them, for instance, pull each other's beards. These are war pictures as tourist snapshots. In the Abu Ghraib photographs, soldiers are cheerfully tormenting their captives for the camera. Of course, the photographs now serve as evidence, but this time there are two kinds of evidence in play, and they are difficult to tease apart. The kind that tells you what was going on anyway, and the kind that tells you what was being done for the sake of a photograph.
Sarah Boxer is a photography critic at the New York Times. Her essay is an excerpt from a piece which ran in the newspaper this past week.